Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Ciao, sono Francesco Colombelli e oggi vi parlerò.
Hi, I'm Francesco Colombelli and I'm going to talk to you today about Keep the Fire Burning, an exhibition of photographic books that I have curated in partnership with the young people from the Centro Diurno per l'Adolescenza AIDA, a day center for teenagers. Let's start with the title, which is borrowed from a 1982 song by Gwen McRae. We liked this powerful metaphor of fire, of keeping alive and alight the flame of traditions, myths, and legends that risk disappearing over time, preserving their vitality and memory. In all cultures of the world, we find myths, tales, popular beliefs, religious traditions, and folk costumes that continue to inhabit our present. They are cultural traces, collective memories, and archaic images that persist, often in latent form in everyday life. Embers that burn slowly, keeping the flame of the past alive. All this knowledge is handed down from generation to generation, mainly through words, examples, and repetition. This knowledge is fragile, entrusted to memories and bodies rather than to written texts, facing the test of time and risking to slowly disappear. Sometimes these traditions turn out to still be alive and well, perhaps merely readapted for current times. On other occasions, they emerge as the final traces, remnants of a world that survives on the margins of modernity. The selection of books in the exhibition tackles a wide range of themes, from the great classical myths reinterpreted in a contemporary key, such as Odyssey by Christopher Anderson, the epic poem of the Ramayana reinterpreted in the seven books by Vasantha Yoganathan, and Atlantis by Orianne Thomason, to ancient stories of witchcraft with Gertrude by Maya Daniels and The House of the Seven Women by Tito Muraz, in which the centrality of the female figure in these ancient stories handed down is rediscovered. And here, photography and photo books in particular take on a fundamental role in reinterpreting and witnessing. They document something that is at risk of disappearing, fixing in time gestures, symbols, and presences that would otherwise be destined to be forgotten, such as historical costumes, masks, and traditions. Examples are Gli Isolani by Alice Tomlinson, with traditional Sardinian masks and clothing, Generation by Theo Kotl, Malanka by Yelena Yemchuk, and Community Fire by Zhang Shao. Spirituality and religion are other fields in which community beliefs and rituals have spanned the history of humanity. Just think about Regine Peterson's Passion Play, or another wonderful book such as Gli Eretici dell'Assunta by Maria Alba Russo. These religious beliefs spread from one culture to another, as well as to the people themselves. As we can see in Midnight at the Crossroads by Cristina de Middle and Bruno Morey. Finally, we have to mention popular beliefs, both local and global, that have become an obsession for many and known all over the world, such as in The Legend of Bigfoot, in Wildman Fever by Ruben Lundgren, or The Loch Ness Monster in Search of Nessie by Shin-Wook Kim. Presences of this type exist in every corner of the world. Whispered stories, domestic or collective rites, protective symbols, mythical figures, and spiritual beliefs that continue to give meaning to the everyday experience. Despite belonging to different geographical and cultural contexts and areas, these practices share the same function: to create bonds, explain the unknown, protect, and remember. This varied selection of photographic books aims to create a dialogue between these differences and affinities, constructing an emotional and cultural geography that crosses borders and generations. An intimate and temporal object, the photo book becomes an ideal container for these ghosts, allowing them to be handled, opened, shared, and disseminated, keeping alight the flame of immaterial heritage that continues to speak to us, if we still know how to listen. Two final points on the exhibition layout. We have brought back this concept of burning, of keeping the flame of these traditions and myths alive, with a play of lights on the tables that hold the books and in the windows of the three exhibition rooms. We hope you manage to take some time to allow yourself to be carried away by all these books on a brief journey around the world, to discover, or in some cases rediscover, these myths, legends and traditions.
Speriamo riusciate a prendervi del tempo per lasciarvi trasportare da tutti questi libri in un piccolo viaggio intorno al mondo alla scoperta, o in alcuni casi alla riscoperta, di questi miti, leggende e tradizioni.